Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and very informative hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the virtues of the lady Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, currently we are in what we call the Ayyam Fatimiya. These are the days in which the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, as well as those who are fond of that noble household, they mourn the demise and the martyrdom of the lady Fatima az-Zahra salamullah alayha. The reason for this is that these days they fall in between two very significant days. And regarding those days, it has been transmitted that that noble lady, she passed away and achieved the station of martyrdom on one of those days. Because of this, here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on these very sad and solemn days. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a hadith in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam alludes to the virtues and the greatness of that noble lady. In a beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a certain person came to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and told him that, a daughter was born to him and that he had named her Fatima. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam expressed his congratulations and happiness at this, and then he said the following: now that you have named your daughter Fatima, it is not fitting for you to curse her or to speak ill of her or to hit her. Now, this is a very beautiful hadith. By way of passing, we can say that this hadith has been narrated in the famous book of hadith, Al-Kafi, volume 6, page 48. For those who want to reference it. Now, this hadith is very instructive in a lot of ways. First of all, it tells us and it shows us that it is recommended and very virtuous for us to name our children after, these holy persons, such as the prophets, the imams, and the noble ladies who are related to them. Unfortunately, this is something that has, this is a custom that has, is no longer followed today. A lot of people, choose names for their children, which, even if they're, completely Latin, a lot of them, they choose names for them that are, meaningless or not completely Islamic. And this has a great effect on the child, the upbringing of the child, his nature, his disposition and whatnot. And also this hadith shows us that the virtue of the Lady Fatima, in that she's so respected that even her name is something that should be respected and honored, and we shouldn't hurt a person who shares the name with one of those holy people. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima az-Zahra salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.